it for your call, which is every morning on breakfast at 8:30. Email us 3breakfast@bbc.co.uk or send us a letter to Radio 3 Breakfast, BBC Broadcasting House, London W1A1AA. And do join me, Sarah Moore-Peach, for breakfast tomorrow morning from 6:30.
BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock. And now, Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Δεύτερη καδιόλουνε, τουρνές ισεπτεμένε. Δεύτερη καδιόλουνε, τουρνές ισεπτεμένε. Doar nu te găsesc de loc mai, inimioara ne-ar de foc mai. Nu ți-a fost micuță mile, că eu i-am o copile. Nu ți-a fost micuță mile, arde dragostea mea, vino ne-i că nu mai stăm, dă mai arde dragostea mea.
The voice of Maria Natanson with the Polish-Ukrainian band Chachi Vorba singing that rather sad Romanian love song. And welcome from me, Fiona Talkington, to the last Late Junction of the week. And I'll be continuing our tribute to the composer David Bedford, who died last month, and playing part of his Odyssey and the closing part of his Ursula Le Guin collaboration Regal Nine. Next tonight, though, the Ahmad Sham Sufi Qawwali group from Kabul. Your prayer is so sweet.
Thank you. Zikr tu chi shirinas, zikr tu chi shirinas. Dar halqa ye maem shab, aishe dil ghamginas. Oh, aishe dil ghamginas. Dar halqa ye maem shab, aishe dil ghamginas. Oh, aishe dil ghamginas. Dar halqa ye maem.
I'm a genius. I'm a genius.
Jonathan Harvey's Sufi dance, played by the guitarist David Starobin, following on from the Ahmad Sham Sufi Qawwali group from Afghanistan. And Jonathan Harvey is one of the composers represented at this year's Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival that gets underway on Friday, the 18th of November. You'll find full details on their website and you'll be able to hear coverage of the festival on Radio 3's Here and Now, Saturday nights, 10:30 until midnight. Georg Bulio is someone whose name you might know as a musician very often in Mari Boiner's band. His own solo CD is just out, inspired by his own roots in Sami culture. This is a track he's called Totem. percussionist Simon Limbrick's reworking of a piece originally written in 1981 by John Wesley Barker for marimba, vibraphone and Fairlight computer. Music by Rise and Fall, and from it a track called Floating. Simon's at the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival this year for a collaboration between himself and James Saunders for a project called Surfaces for 24 hours. In a near silent space, sound components are produced from actions on the surfaces, as he says, of ecologically resourced materials. And that's on the 19th of November. Before that, Georg Bulio and Totem from his new CD, Saxapahor. As I mentioned, Georg often plays with the Mary Boiner Band. I don't think he's on her current trip to the UK, but you can catch Mary and the band at King's Place tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to that. And then onto the Musicport Festival in Bridlington on Saturday. Tumani Diabate appears at the opening night of the London Jazz Festival, a very packed opening night. He's at the Union Chapel. His last album was with Ali Farkar Touré. Here they are with a number celebrating a 17th century traditional griot tale of heroism about the prince Samba Galadio.
Samba Galadio.
Romanian Byzantine chant from the Preludio Chamber Choir, following on from Tumani Diabate with Ali Fakature on that recording, Samba Galadio. Now, the duo of Rapunzel and Sedaine, and a piece inspired by the North American tree porcupines in Blackpool Zoo. It's called Porcupines in November Sycamore.
She dance on the sea and turns the sun that shines in the sky.
Nice track from Rapunzel and Sedain. That was Porcupine in November Sycamore. The composer David Bedford died last month, and I've been playing some of his music over this fortnight here on Late Junction. Tonight I'm going to play a 1976 fusion of classical, prog and Homer, part of his setting of the Odyssey. David Bedford's on multi-layered keyboards and a guitarist called Andy Summers just before he joined the Police. This is Circe's Island and Penelope's Shroud. part of David Bedford's The Odyssey, which was billed as the greatest keyboard event ever when it was performed at the Royal Albert Hall in January 1977. David Bedford on multi-layered keyboards there, Andy Summers on guitar, the singer was Sophie Dixon, Wine Glasses from Nicolette Alvey with James Hutchinson. Gracious Mother of the Redeemer, you who remain the ever-open gate of heaven and star of the sea. Music by the 16th century composer Tomás Luis de Victoria, performed here by the 16, conducted by Harry Christophers.
Thank you.
Stefan Mikas playing a Thai flute and three sho, which is a sort of Japanese mouth organ, a whole load of reed pipes seated in a cup which the player blows into. And Stefan says it's the only instrument in the world which has to be heated up before you can play it. Stefan makes a rare UK appearance at the London Jazz Festival on the 11th of November. Before that, the 16, conducted by Harry Christophers and music by Thomas Luis de Victoria. And you can hear them in Brighton, part of the Brighton Early Music Festival, tomorrow at 8 o'clock in St Bartholomew's Church. Also at the London Jazz Festival is Aaron Ghosh. Here's a track called Eros from the CD Primal Odyssey.
Thank you.
Aaron Ghosh and the band, and Eros from their new CD called Primal Odyssey. Catch them live tomorrow night in the Ludlow Assembly Rooms, on the 9th in North Devon, and then at the London Jazz Festival. They've got dates on the 11th, the 16th and the 17th, and then on the 30th of November, they're at Rich Mix in London. The Norwegian Plus 3DB label has a showcase night at Café Otto in London on the 16th of November. That should be an interesting evening. The night will include Lima, that's Bjørn Haberstad, Hilsofie Tafjord, Lena Grenega and Michael Dach. The sound of Lima, four musicians who are always really interesting to hear live. Bjørn Haberstad, Hilsofie Tafjord, Lena Grenega and Michael Dach. And they'll be appearing at Café Otto in London on the 16th of November. That's a Plus 3DB label showcase. They've also got dates coming in Scotland, so check out their website for further details. And you can hear Lena Grenega at the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival. Now, the seductive sound of L'Arpeggiata and a traditional love song from Puglia in southern Italy. Thank you. Two tunes from L'Arpeggiata, a love song called La Carpinese, and then some Tarantella madness, Luna Luneta, Moon, Little Moon. And as usual, you'll find all the details of the music I'm playing on the Late Junction playlists, and you'll find those via the Radio 3 website. And if you want to get in touch, the email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. On Tuesday night, we heard part of David Bedford's Regal Nine, set in words by Ursula Le Guin. And I wanted to play just the very end of Regal Nine before leaving you for this fortnight. And then after that, the fine sound of another quartet called Fourth Page. Charlie Beresford, Carolyn Hume, Peter Marsh and Paul May. A track from them, from their brand new CD Blind Horizons, called Summon You to Me. Thanks very much for your company over this fortnight. Max is here next week. I look forward to being back with you very soon. Till next time, good night.
Cross cracks and wise. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Well, in this first couple of hours, a 15th century setting by Ockeghem of the De Profundis, Out of the Depths I Cry to You, O Lord. And before it, three symphonies from recent concerts given by the Romanian Radio National Symphony Orchestra. Brahms' first and Dvorak's last symphonies are to come, but they open with Mozart. In 1783, Mozart was in Linz, recently married, and en route to Salzburg to introduce Constanze to his family. And giving a concert in the theatre here in Linz, Mozart wrote to his father, "And as I don't have a single symphony with me, I'm writing a new one at breakneck speed." And this was the result, his Symphony No. 36.
Thank you. Thank you.